recording his song. So that's why his verse, when he's talking about a dude getting killed,
yeah,
and like, yo, they literally just found this out and he's recording it. So it's like raw emotion. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, this is something he just found out.
Yeah.
So like that's what you get from the second verse, which is his name is Nakil. Not to get confused with Akil. His name is Nakil.
Yeah.
That's Earl's little brother. But this is called DNA.
Intercepting a fifth of whiskey and necking it till I'm dizzy. I never was defenseless. I never hugged the fence. I pick a side and trust in it. Stomach full of drugs and shit. My niggas on some other cleanse. Sunday binge, Monday then another 6 days back to Sunday when it's done again.
Shit. Pants better be creased on my corpse. If you need that, run it to the street lights off. That got bigger, got clean strapped on it. You thought it was magic, but that's what it did.
I'm sorry, I do this a lot, but I can't help it. Sometimes you hear something, you be like, yo, you gotta address that. He said, the pants better be creased on my corpse.
That sounds crazy.
Yo.
Like, what do you mean?
And he's saying, when I'm buried in my casket, you will put a crease in my pants.
Yeah.
He said, the pants better be creased on my corpse. Like, even when I'm dead, make sure my shit is fly.
So I'm on point.
Yo.
Nigga, my team is magicians. We think of the shit that we want, that we get it. Look, I got holes in my britches. Big up Dylan britches. Bro, Paul coming soon. Thought you knew this, my nigga. It's cracking like friends tips. Just checking and balancing checks and the salaries. Testing my friendships. Cause niggas get sour with this. Rap shit got the best of me. I threw the rest off the balcony. Shout out Dash and Reggie. I know your bitch checked for me. So much for chivalry. So long that every bitch trying to get into me. I'm in my 20s now. Feet aimed at the jaws of the runny mouth. Disdain for the loss of the fucking child. Spotlights on me, I ain't stopping in my tracks. We taking it all that we running now. Blue shade in the past, but you run me down, huh? Put your face in your palm when I go around you. Tell mama get a gun if I get too popular. I'm just being honest with it. Tell her stop whining, it ain't no more problems. On the best side of all these niggas. Watch this homie be speaking. Ain't no home for the weak, ain't no rest for your ass. If I know that you sleeping, I'm here and I'm there. And I'm up and I'm down and I'm low when I'm peaking. It's cold in the deep end. I'm low when I'm
bitch, nigga, we the train. If you see a wave, ain't no bitch in my DNA. Bitch, nigga, we the train. If you see a wave, ain't no bitch in my DNA. 100.
This is what I'm talking about right here. This verse. This is the cat that just wrote the verse right after you just found out dude got killed.
Once niggas change, that's my day to day. Niggas tryna ride my train like they fucking strays. My bro left today. Fuck. Hot sauce in my cup of noodles. You taught me that. I ain't seen you in some years and this news right here almost made me have a heart attack. Your mama heart intact. We just spoke, I couldn't stomach that. I'm going to London on the 1st. I'm bringing you something back. A house on a hill with a big ass grill where we can have a boxing match. Japan, Australia? I know you be proud of that. I got a couple bitches now. I ain't got a lot about that. I know you in a better place. I can't even cry about that. When I look into the clouds, I know you look down on me. Right next to Grandmammy. And the rest of the ones that wanna see me happy. See me happy.
Catalog right there.
Yo.
Salute Earl Sweatshirt.
Yo, Earl's a legend.
He's a legend already, and he's got, you know what I'm saying, he's been in the game a lot, like, I would say less than some of your favorites, actually, and got better catalog.
Yeah, because he doesn't stop, like, all the time.
Yeah, he's not every week with the shit.
He's got a lot of solid.
Salute. No bitch in my DNA. You know what I'm saying? That album is so dope.
Yeah.
Go check that out. Go check his whole catalog out. But yeah, that's that album right there. It's probably, if we did like it's in my probably top 20 of like the 2000s.
Yeah.
I would say that album right there. I would say.
I can see that. Yeah.
We didn't even get into Grief and all the other just shit on there. That Grief video is crazy too.
What?
You didn't see the video for Grief?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh. I gotta show you the off air. I'll play you that joint. Cause nah, he got a video for Grief. That was the single and shit.
Word.
You know what I mean? But bro. He outgrew like the shit that we thought he was gonna be from the first shit.
Yeah.
You know, like he turned to a whole different artist.
Yeah.
Going on?
What up?
Chilling.
What you watching? What you watching, man? What's going on?
What's that?
What you watching?
I got wrestling going, but I ain't really watching it. I'm in the kitchen.
You cooking?
Say what?
You cooking?
I finished.
What'd you cook?
Just some chicken noodle soup. Homemade.
Okay, homemade though, okay.
Yeah, kept it simple.
Okay.
Yo, I see. Yo, you be getting busy, yo, I see.
Yeah. Kill's getting a chef on.
That's it,
lately.
Man.
Kill's getting a chef on lately.
I ain't playing around.
Yeah. You mad at that shit?
Yeah, can't be going out all the time.
Yeah, man. Plus, there's some things that you like, it's just better when you make it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Some things just better when you make it yourself.
Yes, sir.
You know? Man, listen. Yo, I gotta first set this off by giving you that pause a word that I gave you yesterday. Was that yesterday?
Oh, no. Because
you know what I'm talking about.
Shit. Saturday.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, the splooge.
I'm about to say splurge.
Yeah, did you see his post?
Because I wrote it.
You know what splurge is, right?
He said
something about he splurged on himself. Buying some shit. Yeah. But he wrote splooge instead of splurge. That's a yo, Paul.
That's twice. Because the first time I wrote it, I was like,
I nutted on myself.
So I typed it again, not paying attention. And I was like,
I saw that shit said fam. Yeah.
And then I looked back and I was like, oh, shit.
He said, I'm done splooging on myself. Wait a second.
At first, I thought you was talking about because of the movie.
No, I was like, wait a second.
I was like, damn. I spelled that shit wrong.
It was a goddamn. Like,
yeah, you telling everybody you know yourself.
You shared everything.
Nah, I mean, I said some shit one time. I woke up that morning worry post. What?
No, by now, I'm used to you posting the wild shit.
Yeah.
Because you could just tell. You just be in a zone. You be all over the place. Your posts are bipolar. Like your shit is like it's like personality, different people. It seems like three different people post on your shit.
Yeah.
No, that shit was funny when you had did that shit with the airplane.
Oh yeah. This motherfucker posts all types of shit. I'd be like, yo, he's in a fuckery mood today.
Yeah.
He's doing the fuck shit. Like he's doing some random shit.
Nah, you never know what's going on.
No, for real. I'm like, yo, this motherfucker got some shit today. And 5 minutes later, it's a whole different type of shit. I'm like, this motherfucker posts all. It's like super. It's super like a mood. It's like mood swings, yo. You know, watching your posts, it's like mood swings. It'll be like, yo, you gotta find me a queen. This and that. The next post, yo, fuck these bitches.
Yeah.
They ain't shit. You see. I'm like, yo, you see y'all, yeah, I'm like, yo, y'all. One minute it's like, one minute you think it's motherfucking an R&B singer, the next minute it's Eazy-E posting. I'm like, yo, how you feeling today?
Man,
yo,
man, we turned into Ike Turner.
Nah, bro, nah, trust me. He got some Ike Turner. He don't want to admit it. He got some Ike Turner in him. Yeah. He got some Ike Turner. He had one of those in the back of the limo episodes before in real life. He had one of those.
You know, I might give it.
He had a bitch kick him in his face a couple times.
He had a couple
animes.
Nah, I might give him a verbal ass whooping, but nah. I ain't putting hands on him.
Hey.
I don't put no hands on him. I just put feet on him. I kick bitches.
They're freaky. You know,
I kick them. I don't punch them. All right, so first thing on your assignment, did you watch Bridesmaids? Nah. What the fuck? Yo, here we go. Back to the bullshit.
Yo.
Yo, I'm watching that shit. I'm writing it down, he said. I'm writing this shit down. Yeah, what'd you write down on? I wrote this down. I'm like, yo, I got this. I'm writing it down. Didn't even watch this shit.
I watched Captain Marvel.
Well, you kept something then. Yes. So no need to talk about Bridesmaids because me and the kid have seen this, so there's no need to talk about this.
Yeah.
That it was for you. So I was talking about Captain Marvel. So, how'd you feel about Captain Marvel?
Way, way, way better than Captain
Marvel. And you still haven't got to the best yet, because even Captain Marvel is not great.
Damn.
But it's still better.
So you thought that was better?
No, I agree with him. No, I agree with him. It's definitely better than the first Captain America movie. Hell yeah.
Captain America seemed like...
Hell yeah.
Now looking back.
You don't think so?
Oh, I do, but it's just funny the way he described it. I'm like, he's still
That's what I'm saying. Yo, wait till he gets to like Winter Soldier and shit.
Like, this should have been the movie.
When he gets to like Winter Soldier and Civil War and shit, he's gonna be busting nuts.
I'm gonna be splooging.
He's gonna be splooging on himself. Wait till he gets to those movies. These are the warm ups, so these are the warm ups.
They got splooging. Pretty much. Something.
But this was way better than Captain America. It was.
These are all warm up movies.
Yeah, these are warm ups. Yeah, you're not getting to
this. This is what I feel like Captain America should have been.
Yeah, this the warm up
introduction. You know what I mean?
So far you're two movies in, three if you count Black Panther because you already saw Black Panther.
Yeah,
but you probably want to watch it again when you get to it. In order,
It's the reset. So I'm gonna watch Black Panther.
Right. So if I'm correct me if I'm wrong. The next movie is Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So your next movie should be Iron Man.
Yeah.
Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
That should be your next year. Now I feel like we're picking up the pace because I love Iron Man 1. Iron Man first Iron Man is fire. But now we're picking up, so the goal is to get you up to speed by the summertime.
Yeah, we're gonna be good. Yeah.
But this is the thing, right? You should be able to knock down two,
of course,
at a time.
We said it last time.
Yeah, fuck out of here. We said last time you didn't even get the other movie. So I'm saying there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to watch the next two.
Yeah,
over a week. Come on. I could be wrong, but it's Iron Man 1 and 2 back to back, right?
It is.
I believe that's back to back.
Yeah, Iron Man 1 and 2.
Yeah. So
and then the Incredible Hulk.
Right. Okay, so you should be. Yo, so your assignment is to watch Iron Man 1 and 2. All right. 1 and 2. Yeah, fam. 2.
Both of them?
Yes. All right. Back to back.
All right. Yo, me and Flea, we gonna watch it together.
Okay, who are you watching?
You and is it who?
Flea.
Who's that?
It's a cat.
Oh, that's what you named him?
Yeah.
Name your cat Flea?
Yeah.
Flea Lord?
Yeah.
Or Flea as in Cam?
Cam.
So, Flea as in the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's probably your name Larry June.
Yo, that'd be wild.
Right? I mean, Larry.
This cat better chill, bro.
Yo, this is what I've been. Yo, I'm trying to tell you, don't get no adult cats. You gotta get a kitten. You gotta be able to train him.
He's 10 months.
You getting a cat that's already got habits. He's already gonna. You're not gonna be able to train him. He's gonna do whatever he wants because he's already been used to it. Mm. Trust me, you gonna have a rough time with him.
Yeah,
I'm getting. When I get my cat, I'm getting a kitten. Kitten, so you can train him on what to not do. Your cat's gonna come out and do what the fuck he wants.
Cats is my independence.
Yeah, he's gonna say, fuck what you talking about. I'm me.
Yo,
say, fuck what you talking about.
Like, yo, this is gonna be a new segment.
You wanna get cat? The cat?
Yeah, nah.
You gonna be a cat dude like they got the cat women. You gonna be that dude, the dude that got 1,000 cats. That's gonna fuck with the people like yo that way. Yeah. That's the cat dude.
Yeah, that's how we got here actually.
Like, you don't want a bunch of cats though. Trust me.
No,
you don't want a bunch.
Mm-mm. I'm cool with one or two.
Yeah, cats could be a handful. You don't want to have multiple like that.
Yeah, I really wanted a dog, but
the cat can take care of himself. Well, they changed about that because dogs ain't shit.
Yeah, yo. But yo, when you
start dogs ain't shit, and people who have dogs, you can always smell it. It stays on you.
Yeah.
If you come to my house, I can tell you got a dog. You got a dog, don't you? Because motherfuckers always smell like that.
Yo.
Always smell like a dog.
But why you put the cat over the dog, though?
Because of that. Because cats are self-sufficient. One, you give them a litter box, they know where to shit. Right. A dog, you got to take them outside. If you don't take them outside, they'll just shit wherever they want.
Mm-hmm. Cats think. They clean themselves.
Yeah, in the end, that's what it cleans up. Dogs, you got to shampoo them and do all this other shit. The cats are clean. Dogs are fucking gross. Cats clean themselves. Mm. And dogs are annoying, too. Overall, nah. Last time I had a dog, I was 4.
Damn.
Yeah, so you know it wasn't by my choice. Other than that, I ain't never had a dog. I always had cats. I've had many cats.
No, but the cats be chill, though.
Yeah, cats are chilling. Dogs are annoying.
Because people be trying to make it look like cats just be thinking about themselves and shit, but they fuck with you.
Dirty at the time,
They fuck with you if you know what I mean? You treat them, right?
But dogs are more, and it's more maintenance. Dog is way more maintenance. It is. Yeah, you gotta take a piss. You gotta do this. I gotta take it outside. Like, what the fuck? Yo? I think to a cat, I put a litter box in the bathroom. You shit in the bathroom like the rest of us do.
Yeah.
Go in the bathroom. You gotta go.
Yo, that's why I got one. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, you gotta walk them outside, all this shit, because you got shit. Like, you know what I mean?
You gotta
like,
go in the cold with them and all that?
Yeah, like, nah. You know where that shit is. You gotta toilet like the rest of us. Go use that shit. We could.
Yo, but then the cats is like. To me, they like baby tigers almost.
And I used to spoil the fuck out of cats, though. I used to give them sardines, all types of shit, like regular cat food. I'd give them sardines, tuna, all types of shit.
Yeah.
I was spoiling the fuck out of cats. So I was giving them like gourmet shit.
Oh, your cat was loving you.
Hell yeah. I was giving my sardines, especially sardines. I was giving all that shit.
Yo. I'm a cat.
I've always been a cat, though. I love cats. Even to the big cats. Yeah. If I could have me like a motherfucking cougar or motherfucking a cheetah or something, I would. Like even a big cat. So. If you could safely do that, I'd have that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For real, I'd have that shit.
Give me a pet lion.
No bullshit. If you could safely pull that off, man. Shit.
Yo,
that'd be dope. This is not a lion.
For real, yo. But I want one of Savannah cats. I don't know if you ever seen those. A Savannah cat.
What's that?
Google that shit. Yeah, Savannah cat. I want one of them shits. That just happens to randomly be the name of it because I know my daughter's name is Savannah. But they got the cat called Savannah cat. I want one of them shits. And some people do have those pets. They do. That shit. Them shits. Yeah. I want one of those.
You like this?
Yep. But they big though. They get way bigger than a house cat. Like,
yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want one of them joints, yo. I want one of those. That's the idea. I'm telling you, I get one of those.
Yo, you can train the cat to attack, right?
Yeah, you can. Yo, cats are smart as hell. But why you want to train a cat to attack? What?
I don't know.
Can I train a cat to attack? Attack what?
I don't know. I always like that, yo, with the animals and shit.
I just want to get them flee.
Yeah, you just want to have control over some shit for violent reasons.
Yeah.
Yo, attack them. Get them.
Yeah.
For no reason.
That's how I be trusting dog owners. I ain't worried about the dog. I'm worried about the owner.
Yeah, because that's what they program
motherfuckers to do. Stupid.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Okay, bro, this is gonna be chilly as hell.
Go out and fucking train the cat to get the weed. Yo, go bring me that weed over there. Bro, bro. Go bring me that weed.
Yo, we gonna be chilling and smoking.
Yo, bring me that shit over there. Bring me that weed. I gotta ask this question. I saved this all week on purpose, guys. I wanna wait till I have y'all both on the phone.
Yo, bro, right?
No. Yo, all right. How do you guys feel about flavored chapstick?
No, I don't.
Rock. I don't use chapstick.
What the fuck? All right, I thought about you don't get chap so. Lips.
Nah.
Oh, so
you? I thought about right. getting some recently. Though.
Right, so you, wait, you sometimes, but why would you buy some if you don't get chap lips?
Because I don't like to keep licking my lips. Though.
So you have chap lips then?
No, they don't be chapped. Before I go anywhere, I look to make sure dry. It's legit. They feel like it, but they don't look like it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna save me some money and lick my lips. Yo. Okay, but all right. Nah, so hypothetically, how do you feel about a guy having flavored shit like the cherry, strawberry lip shit for your lips? How you feel about that?
Nah, man. Exactly. Regular ass chapstick.
Exactly. I told Sandra, I said, I'm going to address this. I'm saving this to address this episode.
You're a grown ass man. You want to get some cherry chapstick. Exactly.
This is why I saved this. I told her.
You talking about the black joint, right? The chapstick?
Real chapstick. Yeah, chapstick.
Yeah.
The little where you screw the turn up thing.
Yeah. The black joint is dope.
Yeah. The regular, yeah.
So I told Sandra, I said,
I'm going to wait and save this and address it on a podcast. Fuck that. Because I felt like this is an episode of Curb. Mm-hmm. For real. I felt like this is something they would talk about on Curb. So what happens is I told her to buy some chapstick, right? She comes back with a pack of chapsticks. It's two chapsticks, and they're both fruit flavors. And she brings back to me, she goes, which one do you want? I said, neither. They're fruit flavored. She's like, what's the big deal? I was like, I'm a grown man. I was like, with those strawberry fucking chapsticks on my lips. It's like, I'm a grown man.
Right?
She's like, that's not a big deal. I was like, yo, ask any straight male you know about this. I said, matter of fact, wait, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to bring this to this cast on the podcast. I was like, yo, trust me. No, you're not going to find a straight male that agrees with this. I was like, no, you brought me some blueberry shit. I'm like, bring me a regular chapstick.
Just a regular. A chapstick. Regular
what? Yeah, what the fuck do I want? Flavored shit. No. Why do I want a flavored chapstick? Like, how do I look? Put on, yo, hold on. Yo, pause that Mob Deep while I put on my strawberry chapstick.
Let me pull that.
All right.
What the fuck? Yo, what type of homo shit is this?
I learned that when I was a kid. I tried that. We ain't doing that.
Oh, what's the big deal? It's not the same thing. No, it's not. It's about moisturizing
your lips. It ain't about...
Exactly. We want flavors and scents and shit. What the fuck? Who can we think of the best example? Yo, Billy Dance from MOP. Imagine you chilling with Billy Dance from MOP and he pulls out cherry flavored chapstick. I'm throwing all my albums in the garbage. Immediately. Like, what?
Hold on, you got the flavor chapstick?
Yo, even that joint looks different, yo. Like, it looks crazy.
Yeah, yo, Prodigy from Mobb Deep, H9C. And he pulls out the cherry flavored lip balm. How you looking at him?
He did have the ankle bracelet.
Suge Knight pulls that out.
I forgot the ankle bracelet shit. The ankle shit. I forgot. Yo. Oh, man. I forgot about that shit. Damn. Motherfuckers wearing ankles. I forgot about that. Motherfuckers wearing ankles.
Upright bread, ribs.
Yo, grow. Wearing ankles, yo. I'll tell you right now, if you're a grown man listening to this podcast, unfollow us if you wear anklet.
Imagine somebody snatching your anklet off.
Yo, that's crazy. Give me an anklet. Rub on you, grab your leg.
Hanging you upside down.
Let me get that
anklet.
Shit, yo.
Hang you upside down. Hold you upside down. You know if I
got a Cuban link. Got a Cuban link anklet. Yo.
Can't snatch that.
I can't get that shit off.
Yo, put your socks up. Put your socks down.
You go to
the
spot,
jewelry
you tuck your chain in, motherfuckers tuck their anklet in. You tuck it in your sock.
Yeah.
Yo, they stuff their sleeve on. Pants.
Tuck in your anklet, man. Yo.
Hold on, I gotta tuck my anklet in before I go.
Anybody listening, if you know a grown man that has an anklet, unfriend that person in real life. Unfriend them. Stop hanging out with them. Right now. If you know a grown man that has an anklet on,
certain stuff you don't.
Don't talk to that man right now. Get rid of him. He's not your friend, or he's a fed. Nah, they ain't doing that. They ain't doing that, yo. I'm sorry. You know damn well if you see a grown man with anger on, you gonna have questions. Come on, you got questions.
You got cherry chapstick.
What is that around your ankle?
Yeah, and he got the cherry chapstick on. Yeah.
His lip gloss is popping.
Nah, that's what I told my girl. I said, this is one step away from wearing lip gloss.
Yeah.
What the fuck? A cherry chapstick?
You on your way.
I was like, yeah. It's not that big a deal. I was like, all right. I said, wait, I'm going to bring this up so you can hear from other guys.
No. Only
you can hear from other guys. Understand this shit. So there you have it. That's the answer. The fuck out of here with the flavored chapstick. Did you go watch this? Did you guys go watch that movie I told you about the night before?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you remember what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, that comedy movie.
Yeah, the one with Seth Rogen. Yo, you gotta watch that. Yo, trust. I'm not gonna tell you to watch it because you already got two more.
I know. I'm gonna watch.
Worry about nothing else.
I got a few things.
What else? Hightown. Did anybody check out Hightown yet?
Hightown?
Yeah, that's the series I was telling y'all about. It's on Paramount.
Oh, no, I didn't watch it yet.
Yo, that shit is dope. It takes place in Massachusetts.
It's playoff time right now.
Oh, that's football. Okay. All right, yeah, so yeah. That's yeah.
Even though team just got eliminated yesterday.
It's almost over for you. Regardless, it's almost over.
I know. My season's over with, though.
That's true. I saw you yesterday. Upset.
Goddamn, man.
True. I saw you upset.
Oh, man. I sat in silence after that. I was like, you motherfuckers can't win one game at home. Like, damn.
Oh, one thing I do know that you did, that at least I know you watched, was that movie Rapping.
Yeah.
Rapping.
Yeah, it's called Rapping. It's from 1985.
Yeah.
It has Mario Van Peebles in it.
Yeah, I tagged you in it, yo.
Did you tag him?
Yeah. Oh. Tag a nigga that eat that.
Did you? Because I was looking at this shit like, what the hell is that? Yo, I just kept on scrolling.
This is somehow I've never seen this movie. I have heard of it, but never seen it.
Was I seeing that too?
Yeah.
Or just Mario Van Peebles?
Yeah, I posted a clip of Ice-T in it, yeah.
He was in autos. What is
this shit?
This movie is so bad.
Big ass fat boys.
It's so bad. Yes. Oh, this movie is so bad. And then Mario Van Peebles in here. And he's a star and he's rapping. And literally, the movie's called Rapping.
Wow.
This shit is ass.
So I see Ben an actor.
He was in, come on, Ice-T was in Breaking too. Ice-T was acting early before he was rapping. Yeah, he was early on this shit. But yeah, this shit was terrible. It came out in 1985. The whole movie is on YouTube. It's fucking terrible.
Looks terrible.
Dude, how you came across this? Yo? Pause.
I was watching something about Ice-T.
Yeah.
And that's how I was like, I never saw that.
Yeah.
I went and looked it up. And the whole movie's here. Yeah. So let me check it out. I'm like, what? Yo. This is like when y'all was definitely taking hip hop as a joke at this time, for real. We watched this shit, I'm like, oh, y'all wasn't taking us serious at all. This shit is ass.
This makes Breaking look
like Goodfellas.
Yeah.
I said, like, yo, this shit is terrible. Like, this is embarrassing type shit. I was kind of like upset. I watched it. It was one of those things. So I was like, damn, I shouldn't even watch this. I'm mad I saw this.
I was happy to watch it for the fuckers.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Nah.
Ice-T was in there getting busy. I'm like, yo. I mean, come on, man. Scream. We can talk about Scream. We can't with you, but it's 2 out of 3. So majority rules, I guess, because I know you damn sure you can see it. You saw Scream.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I like that. That was good.
I loved it. It was great.
I enjoyed that shit.
That shit was great.
Fucking, are you giving spoilers on here?
Yeah, spoilers all day. First of all, this motherfucker never saw Scream 1. You ever seen Scream? Okay, all right, never mind. All right. How far? Wait. Oh, wait. How far are you in? Have you seen Scream 2?
Yeah.
All right. You see Scream 3?
Nah.
Okay. So never mind. Yeah. So okay. So he's halfway. He's two movies in out of five. So yeah, we can talk about this. Fuck it.
I don't think I've seen the last movie. Four.
Yeah. Four was good, yo. Three is the only one I didn't like. I hated three.
When did the fourth one come out?
Fourth one came out in 2011.
Okay, that had like different cast in it, didn't it?
The original cast is in it too, though. It's just like this one. It had the original people and a new cast.
Okay.
It was like a combination. Yo, the fourth one had Anthony Anderson in it.
Oh, is that what you posted?
Yeah, you saw me posting Anthony Anderson getting stabbed in his forehead? Yeah, it was from that movie.
I was like,
so you never saw that?
No, I never watched
that. That was Scream 4, where Anthony Anderson got stabbed in his forehead.
Because he was in Scary Movie. And I was like, I don't remember that.
That motherfucker got stabbed in his forehead, and he said, oh, shit.
And then he just looked at him.
Yeah, that's Scream 4.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see that.
Screen 4 is dope. So I won't ruin it for you in case you go back to watch it because, you know, every killer is a reveal. So I'm not going to spoil it for you who the killer is in that movie and why. But also, that means that you were missing some shit in this movie because you remember the sheriff lady that got killed?
Yeah.
She's in part 4.
Okay.
See, it's a connection. She's a big part of part 4.
So
that way when she got killed, everybody's like, oh shit. Cause she was already
a character.
Right. Nah, she was already a character.
Was her son in it? Was it? I guess not.
No, the son wasn't it. We didn't know she had a son. But like in the fourth movie, she was like she was like trying to get Dewey. Like she was throwing the pussy at Dewey.
Okay, so it probably explains like the whole divorce shit and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, yo, three is the only one that you could have skipped. Three is the only one. But four, you would appreciate five more if you saw four.
Okay.
But yeah, no, other than that, I love this shit. This shit was fire.
I'm sure four stream on some.
Yeah, that's everywhere. I rewatched it the other night before we went to the movies and shit. Rewatched it.
Yeah, that's the one. The fifth one was dope.
Yo, how's the movies? No, people.
I can't believe they took Dewey.
No, how the movie? Are you talking about the theater?
Yeah.
Nah, let me tell you. I was mad as fuck. So,
yo.
I was mad as fuck. Because you know, when I see Spider-Man, I bought extra tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, this time, I didn't buy no extra tickets, right? So, we go. So the first three rows, nobody usually fucks with A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the average people don't fuck with A, B, and C.
Yo, you heard that?
What?
That was me. Yeah, all that slime.
What you doing?
I was eating the soup.
You sure?
Sounds like you were sucking some dick.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, why would I be doing some shit like that?
He's like RZA said on Ghostface album. She was slurping and burping.
Wow.
I just finished it off.
Get some box over there, you good?
Yeah.
put it on the phone.
Use boxes on the phone at the same time.
Put it on the phone. Yo, put Ashley on the phone.
That's y'all people.
Put Ashley
don't mess with me.
this movie, yo, it's hard to explain to people who haven't seen it. You should have saw four. You really shouldn't have seen. You shouldn't have did that.
Yeah. But see, I didn't know. It was just one that was like, oh, sure, you got the other folks in and we go see this.
But
I didn't even think about part four, though.
Yeah, part four, because part four is actually good, too. But I will say another thing, too, is that Courtney Cox and the other chick, what's the chick's name, play Sydney. They're aging real good.
Yeah.
They both look good.
Neve Campbell. Better than her.
Neve Campbell is aging real good.
Yeah.
No bullshit. I was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was upset that Dewey got killed.
Yeah, my homie was pissed off. He was in tears like, these motherfuckers.
But at the same time, it's kind of like it was due. Just because, if you think about it, he gets fucked up in every movie and survives.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Every movie, he gets so fucked up, and then somehow he's still there.
Yeah, but she swept that motherfucking ass.
No, but I seen a lot of people say, yeah, they was upset with, like, dude getting killed.
Like, it was pissed off about that. He was like, man, he was like, you could have been Gail. Anybody else.
Right.
Had to kill him. I was like, I told him, like, it was bound to happen.
Yeah, but yo, he fucked up because at that point when he was leaving, he should have just left with them.
Yeah, but
he
was
said,
like,
yo, I'm going back. Shit him in the head. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
And he looked at his phone.
Yeah, he said, you know what? Hold on. You know what I'm saying? So that was the thing. And then when you think about it, that was the chick that killed him.
I know. And I was like, ain't no way out of hell.
When you go back and realize who killed her, it was the chair. I was like, yo, she fucked him up like that?
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I was like, nah. But I mean, they had to do it some type of way.
Yeah, but still, like, it's like, us finding out that it was two killers again. But the way they showed it, that means it was the chick. Because we already saw the guy in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, that was her at the time. And like, I'm like, yo, she's not that big. She's not tall.
My thing is,
like, that's not her build. She's not that. That's not that. That couldn't have, you know what I mean? Like, realistically, that wasn't her.
Yeah, that was somebody. I mean,
it's like, supposed to be her, but it's like, yo, come on, man. She's not that big. She's way shorter and she's a smaller build.
My thing was like, where the fuck was everybody else at in the hospital?
Yo, all right, you're the fourth person that had a discussion. Fourth person. I said the same thing. I said, yo, this, if you remember the timing, it was daytime. Daytime when this happened. It's daytime in the hospital. Where the fuck is the doctors? Where's the other patients?
Where's everybody?
And they go in there and nobody's around. They found one dead. They found one dead cop. That was it.
Yeah.
I never understood that. This is a hospital. Hospital is never empty.
Yeah, how that shit just get shut down?
Hospital's
like
24/7. It's never closed.
Yeah.
The whole shit was nobody in sight.
That
shit was wild. Wait a second. Okay, now that problem, I had a problem with that.
Yeah.
I did, because I'm like, come on. Like, this doesn't make sense. Where's everybody at? This is happening.
Yeah, but that little girl wasn't playing no games
either. If you go see 4, you will go back and have a bigger appreciation for this one if you go watch 4.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still great. I was still great with it. Yeah. Fam, hold your breath for 10 seconds.
Say what?
Hold your breath for 10 seconds.
Who?
You.
For what?
The hiccups, man.
I ain't got the hiccups?
It's not like you got the hiccups. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you got the hiccups.
No, I didn't do nothing.
Yo, you hear that? You heard it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like already got a hiccup or some shit.
Celebrity burpee that got the hiccup.
That shit was good.
That's what Dre was talking about. Suck a dick up to your hiccup.
Damn, suck a dick up to your hiccup. Damn. You ain't keep throwing the dick at him, though.
Whoa.
You sucking a dick. I'm just like, yeah, you sound like some wild shit, but you keep throwing the homo shit. Like,
I see that.
I'm like, damn, oh man, why gotta be all that?
That's funny as hell, though.
Damn. This is mad random, but did any of y'all know that Howard Stern was fucking Robin Givens?
What?
What?
Yeah. I'm a Howard Stern fan, so I watch all the shit, all the old shit, and I go back and I watch shit I missed. I watch Howard Stern all the time now, right? So I was watching the other day some old episodes, and she was a guest on one of the episodes. And they talked about their relationship. They used to date. He was knocking her down.
What? This happened right after Mike Tyson.
Right after she was, like, a little bit after she fucked Mike Tyson.
Because Mike Tyson said she was messing with Brad Pitt.
Because he said, because Howard Stern talked about how he felt insecure because she was fucking Mike Tyson before him. And he felt like he had to compete with Mike Tyson. And she talked about how she was like, he was one of the best people she ever dated. Like, she was like still on his nuts.
Damn.
Like, she was like he did something right with her. You know what I'm saying? She was like still on his shit. But I was like, I didn't even know this even happened.
We don't even hear shit about her anymore.
Yeah, but I was like, I didn't know this even happened at all. Howard Stern and Robert Gibbons?
That's wild.
Yeah, that's a wild combination right there.
And he talked about like how she like she's on his shit. She talked about how she was mad at him because once he got married, he stopped talking to her. And he was like, "Yo, just because you got married, we could still hang out and this and this and that." It sounded like he turned her out.
And he like, nope.
Yeah, like he moved on, and she felt like she was still like, yo, why can't we still hang out this and that? I'm like, yo, it's like you, yo, I was there to put it on or something.
That's it.
I'm like, yo, Robert Givens gave the box to Howard Stern. It's like, yo, what the fuck? You know
anything possible?
Yo, it's like, yo, no bullshit.
Yeah, anything's possible.
No bullshit. And that reminded me, yo, that goes, that's a perfect segue into the Unsung. I told y'all, I've been watching bad Unsung episodes, right? So I watched an episode the other day that was Christopher Williams. Did you see that one?
Mm-mm.
All right. Fam, you know Unsung though, right, Akil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you see the Christopher Williams?
Watch it like that.
You know who that is though, right?
Yeah, ain't that Aubrey Short cousin?
No, they're not. No. But he's right that as far as people were thinking that, they cleared it up. They're not related at all.
Yeah.
But they did clear it up because people did think that. People thought they was related. But yeah, they cleared that up. But yo, I didn't know the shit he went through. First of all, I didn't know that he was originally trying to be a country singer.
Yeah. What?
He was trying to be a country singer. Yeah. They say when motherfuckers first met him, you know, and he came trying to get a deal that he had on like cowboy boots and all that.
Yeah.
He was trying to be a country singer. And they was like, yo, your voice is too soulful. We gotta give you some soul music. And he had people working with him to like make the shit that he did. Yeah. He wasn't originally trying to be the R&B guy.
Oh shit.
Yo, I was like, wait, what?
That don't make no sense at all.
Yeah, and they was like, yo, but
really
and,
don't.
Yo, but I'm not. I'm about to blow your mind with some other shit then. Check this out. I didn't know this shit at all. One, first of all, he gets a salute because I didn't know that his roster was that fire. First of all, you know who Christopher Williams' baby mom is? Stacey Dash.
Yeah.
They got a kid together.
I didn't even know she had kids.
Me neither. That's what I'm saying. That's how well she hid it, because you know she want to be white so bad. So that's why she hid that shit. That's why. Because you know Stacey Dash is a piece of shit.
Yeah,
that's his baby mom. They was together for years, and they got a son together.
Damn.
And he had to even go to court and fight. Like, they went through a lot of shit. Because she was trying to like keep him away and all that. They went through a lot of shit. Now, I'm just talking about not personality-wise. Still got to give him his points because Stacey Dash was on
the list. She was back in the day.
Yeah, at one point, she's on the list. So we had to give him credit on that. Not personality-wise, but we got to give him his props. We got to give him his props. Now, check this out, though. He left Stacey Dash when he found... he said that it got to a point where they argued so much that he just couldn't be around her. He left Stacey Dash and started dating Halle Berry.
Damn.
The fuck?
I didn't even know this. Him and Halle Berry was a couple for like 2 years.
And so he before went Stacey
Dash. Yo, he knocked out Stacey Dash and Halle Berry back to back.
Hitting them in their prime.
Yeah, like yo, what the fuck? Yo, put some respect on this man's name.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Halle Berry, I didn't know about that shit.
Yeah, I didn't know none of this shit. I was like, yo, what? And also some crazy shit that Halle Berry also had lost hearing in one of her ears.
Oh yeah.
You heard about that, right?
Yeah, from Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes beat her.
Yeah, you slapped her so hard she
like, yeah, beat the shit
wait,
out
what?
Yeah, what that Wesley Snipes beat the shit out of Halle Berry and she lost hearing in one of her ears.
Oh, so he was the one that was abusing her.
Yeah, cause he talked about it because he said
justice.
No, yeah, no, he, no, Christopher, is it Christopher Williams? That's his name, right? I'm about to say, I don't want to mix his name. Yeah, I want to mix it up. I'm about to say Snipes and shit. Christopher Williams said that he thought that, he felt like people were thinking that was him.
Yeah.
So he's like, he made sure that he let people know, nah, it was Wesley Snipes. He helped put that shit out there. Because he felt like people were thinking that it was him. Because right after they broke up.
You should have just let me say
no, because right after they broke up, that's when people, that's when the rumors came out that one of her boyfriends beat the shit out of her.
Dude.
Right after they broke up. So he felt like everybody thought it was him. Because like, yo, I just broke up with her and people were saying this.
Yeah.
So he felt like, no, I got to know that that wasn't me. So he made sure he pointed that finger at Wesley Snipes.
Yo, Wesley Snipes.
Nah, that was Wesley Snipes. And we heard some other funny things about Wesley Snipes, so I believe it. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn, what else he doing? Damn, Wesley?
Yo, remember the stories about him beating, having the Asian chicks that he was beating and shit? He has like a bunch of Asian chicks that were like submissive. Like
doing some Nino
that
he Brown was abusing.
Yeah, like he took, like he took that Nino Brown shit real life.
Yeah.
Remember what Nori said too about Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, the Asian girl.
Yeah, he said when he was chilling with Westlake had a bunch of Asian chicks that he had like control over, basically.
Yeah,
told him to go, told him to give him a massage and all this other shit.
Yeah.
Like he was just, yo, Wesley Snipes is one of them cats that he thinks he's Asian. For real. They said that's all he fucks with, that's all he dates. Like he's into that shit. You know, we all know the stories about he does martial arts and shit.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes want to be Asian so bad. Yeah. Then we heard the story that J-Lo was saying about him not too long ago.
Yeah.
It's like, Wesley Snipes coming across to be a creep, yo. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real, yo. But yeah, when I heard that, I was like, yo, Christopher Williams got a little roster that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Stacey Dash and Halle Berry back to back.
I'm trying to have one of them years.
Stacey Dash has a kid with him.
Yeah, a kid. He said they've been going to court fighting over that shit.
Nobody knew about it.
Yeah, like that's what shows the piece of shit she is, because she don't even acknowledge having kids.
Yeah.
She took all this other wild shit. Never said nothing about being a mom. You know why? Because her kid is black. That's why. She didn't want to tell nobody she got kids because her kid's black.
It's like Oprah.
That's wild, yo. Stacey Dash ain't shit.
How many kids does she have?
I don't know. He just said, I know they got one. They got a son together. I don't know if she got any more.
I'm about to Google that shit.
I'm like, yo, he broke that shit down. I was like, Stacey Dash, wait, hold on. I was like, I didn't know about this.
Like, just name dropped her like she was nothing.
Yeah, the way he said it. I was like, wait. I felt like, yo, am I the only one? Like, did everybody notice? Because I was like, yo, what? Stacey Dash? Because he did say it like it was nothing. That's like, oh, shit.
Two kids.
And then back to back, I watched, right after that, I watched Unsung with Albie Shore.
Yeah, his wild.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Albie Shore got some shit with him, too.
Yeah, like, yo. All of them got some deep fucking.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. It was Albie Shore. Because Albie Shore was that dude. I'm sorry. I lived through it. I remember. Albie Shore was that dude.
Yo, they always make it look like, you know, first the fame came and everything was glory. See?
Yeah, they always tragedy. Set you up to shit on you. Like, okay, this is how fire it was. And then this happened.
Yeah, it's a real left field.
I'm like, I'm watching, I'm like, damn, what happened, Albie Shore? Come on.
I was at the payphone and I shit it on myself.
Yo. They said some shit. Yo, it started when they said that. The Off on Your Own song, which is a classic.
Yeah, that's what they said.
It was inspired by a lesbian.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You know Albie Shore, Off on Your Own?
Yeah.
He said that song was inspired by a lesbian. It was inspired by a chick that he was trying to holler at, and she kept dissing him. And he said one day he saw her kissing another woman.
Yeah.
And it pissed him off, and he wrote that song. So it was inspired by it.
He was trying to holler at a lesbian.
Yeah. I'm like, oh shit.
Yo.
I'm like, I'm never gonna hear this the same.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he said it. Then I didn't know also that he had a rape charge where he was going to court. I missed this. I guess because I was too young to realize all that at the time. He said he had a rape charge where people accused him of rape.
In his prime?
Yeah, while he was popping. And they come find out that he got found innocent, that she was lying, she was trying to get some money and shit. Like, he got found innocent.
Wow.
There's no pictures that I'll be sure going to court, yo.
Not that I know. I don't know. Him spitting in the camera like Tupac?
Yeah, that'll be him.
But I was like, wow. Wait, I missed this. And also, I didn't know that he wrote Forever My Lady by Jodeci.
Yeah,
I knew that.
I didn't know he wrote that. I didn't know that. I'm the only one here. There. I didn't know. Right. I'm gonna keep it real. I didn't know that.
She wrote about Kim Porter, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He was knocking that number, add to his roster. Cause when he was fucking with her, she was a model at the time. Like, she was popping. He was fucking her way before Puff. You know what I'm saying?
Puff.
R.I.P. to her. R.I.P. to Kim Porter. Cause
there's still some funny shit
behind that. Right. There's some funny shit behind that, yo.
Yeah.
There's definitely some funny shit behind that. But I also didn't know that he wrote for Faith. He wrote for Usher. Tevin Campbell. Like, he wrote a whole bunch of shit. I didn't know he had that much writer credits.
Me neither. I don't know that either.
And also,
I didn't know he wrote the Jodeci joint. Because he wrote that about Kim Porter.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. I'm going to keep it real. As much as I know that, love that song. I didn't know that Albie Shore wrote that shit. I'm going to keep it real. I didn't know that. I was like, what? He wrote, shit. So he got to have a good check off that unless he got played.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big record.
I forgot to bring that up earlier.
What?
Pete Rock and Nas. You seen that?
Oh, him suing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who's he suing? Because Nas don't own Illmatic.
Yeah.
So... That's what I'm saying. So he's not really suing Nas.
Is it
Searchlight Publishing?
It's not Searchlight Publishing, but he's suing. But part of it is Search, though, because Search does own he owns a piece of Illmatic, but not the whole Illmatic.
How do you own a piece of it?
Because it's divvied up. Like, there's certain, like, even with I saw him talk about 36 Chambers, but like 36 Chambers, people don't know that Ghost owns a part of 36 Chambers. Bigger than the rest of the clan, because he was an executive producer on there with RZA. Power, RZA, and Ghost own the majority of 36 Chambers.
Well, damn.
Like, if you go back to older albums, people don't know when it, because back then we didn't know people's names. You go back and you see Dennis Cole, Ghost is an executive producer on a lot of Wu-Tang shit that we didn't know that was Ghostface.
Because he's on on Brooklyn Zoo.
Yeah, he's on, his name was on a lot of shit, but we didn't know back then what the fuck, who's Dennis Coles? Like, we didn't know it's Ghost. But he's you know what I mean? So it's one of those things where you go back and see credits, it's like, oh shit, okay. People own pieces of things we didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was surprised when I saw that shit. I also watched the Montel Jordan one, but I found that shit to be trash.
Montel Jordan.
Yeah, extra religious.
Yeah, there was nothing in there entertaining at all. I was like, okay, he had this decade, and now he's a pastor. That's it. End of story.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yo, he's tall as hell to be an R&B singer. Like, damn.
Yeah. Because he's like an NBA player.
He was 6'4"?
Yeah, he's like an NBA player. He's my height. But the one thing that I did find interesting is that, you know, remember Fallen? The joint that got Flesh on it.
Yeah.
Not Alicia Keys.
No, I'm thinking about
that. What the fuck? No, Jordan Fallen, the one that has Flesh on it.
Yeah, with the straight up menace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that he had nothing to do with that. He said he made the record, and then he said Def Jam forced him to put Flesh and Bone on it because Bone was fire at the time. Yeah. So he forced him to put him on a remix, but he wasn't part of that song. He was supposed to be on it.
In other words, he didn't like that.
That's what it came across. Like, yo, they made me put him on it.
Yo, nah, that's cold for, you know.
Then he said when he did his third album with Def Jam, he knew it was over because he said they only released it overseas and not in the U.S.
Oh, damn.
He wasn't popping by that.
Yeah, he said, so that's how he knew he was fucked.
I think, yo, do you know anybody that had a Montel Jordan album?
No, not at all. And check this out. Not only was that album not released over here, right?
Yeah. Wait, I'm lying. I did own one.
What, the first one?
Yeah.
No, hold on. Which one was it?
What the fuck? Hey, the first or second one? Don't tell me he had a Montel Jordan album when he was, like, in 2015.
His album's not that good, though.
It was the one that had, what was on it?
Fallen?
Sounds like you love that album. Shit.
Get It On Tonight. That's the one.
Oh, okay.
The third album. Okay. The 99 album.
Okay, gotcha.
The one that came out overseas.
Yo, you know what's crazy about that album, too? It was called Life After Death.
What?
And he spelled Def, D-E-F, like Def Jam.
Yo.
Life After Death.
Why are you upset at the label?
And then he wondered why nobody could give a fuck about the album. Life After Death.
Nah, come on.
First of all, Big had already been dropped, so why would you even try to name your album something like that?
Yeah, and then it's like I said, nobody had a Montel Jordan album.
Life After Death, I didn't think he was that crazy. 2003. Like,
oh, his album, his single's the best thing going.
Yeah. And then you see that he turned to a pastor. So I was like, yo, this is one of the most unentertaining episodes I've ever seen on Unsung. I was like, yeah, all
right,
cool.
I miss like the old, like the 70s cats. Like, they fucking me.
Yeah, because Unsung is fire, but sometimes you come across a group and it's like, all right, nothing special here. You know what I'm saying? All right, yeah, went through it. All right, cool.
Like, Brand Nubian had one. It's like,
the Lost Boy one was pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, they weren't, they're not all good. Oh, no, it was a good one, though. The Force and D's.
Yeah.
I watched that one. The Force and D's one was good.
That was a sad one, though.
Yeah. The Force and D's, that was a good one. And it was like, and then seeing, like, them in their relationship with Lisa and them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good episode, yo. That was a real
good one. Yeah, because she was cool at what? Full Force.
Yeah.
Lisa and the Colton Jam and Full Force. I was like, goddamn.
They helped put them out.
How many people?
Full Force.
Who, Lisa?
Yeah. Full Force. No, wait. Full Force helped put out Lisa. My bad.
Full Force helped put out Lisa.
And they talked about how the two other dudes in the group, they talked about how it was a problem because they didn't want them in the videos. And they had Full Force in the videos.
Yeah.
Not them. And they had a beef with it because like, we're part of the group, and they didn't have them in the videos, and they was putting Full Force in the videos because Full Force was popping.
Oh, so they wasn't putting who the Colt Jam people?
Yeah, the Colt Jam cats. Yeah, they was getting shit on.
Shit, who was Colt Jam anyway? Like?
It was the two other dudes. It was two dudes. That
two dancing dudes.
Yeah.
Did they sing?
Yeah, they sing.
They sing?
Yeah, she got background singers. Yeah, come on, don't do them like that.
The ones that was singing,
every voice you heard that wasn't a woman.
Yeah.
It was them.
But it's just one of those things. Like if she put out an album by herself, you'd be like, oh, it's just Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's back like her day. It's Lisa, and the Colt Jam.
It's like Heavy
like
D.
Hall & Oates.
Yo, no, it's like Heavy D and the Boys.
There you go, Heavy D.
Yeah, what the boys do? They just dance.
There you go.
Why they had to be on the...
But at least they was in the video. Yeah. They was taking, the dudes, at least Lisa videos. They was taking the background people out the video.
Yeah, that's true.
They were shitting on
them. That's funny. It's Lisa. It's like no doubt it's Gwen Stefani in a band.
Right.
But yeah,
we know who the star is.
It's Yeah, it's just like, okay.
This is super random because I just forgot to mention while we were talking about it. When we were talking about Robin Givens. I forgot to mention. All right. So she said Eddie Murphy took her virginity.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Robin Givens said Eddie Murphy took her virginity. I was like,
that's how she got the part in Boomerang.
Who knows? But I was like, yo,
later on down the line,
to Eddie Murphy, and somewhere down the line, into fucking Howard Stern. Like,
she lost her virginity to Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, to Eddie Murphy.
But married Mike Tyson.
That's who. Yeah, yep. Married Mike
Tyson.
Into fucking Howard Stern. And I'm like, yeah, that's some variety right there for your ass. Mm-hmm. All those people are completely different.
Because
you
only knew on that
one show. Yeah, when you said that, I said, yo, Eddie Murphy took your virginity. That was, yo. Shout out to Eddie Murphy, yo.
His roster is.
And it's not because of Night Professor.
No, you the nutty professor for real.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a real nutty professor.
Yeah.
I'm a professor at nothing.
Yeah.
I may got like, what, 10 gigs?
That's crazy. But she said that. She said like it was no thing, though. Like, yeah, Eddie Murphy. I lost from Jay to Eddie Murphy. I'm like, what?
Eddie Murphy don't even talk about that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. About so who knows what Eddie Murphy else got that he got in his catalog there? Yeah. Who else be fucking with? What's his roster like?
Probably legendary.
We know some of our trainees though too, though. So we know his roster.
I mean, they were saying
we know his, saying, we know his whole roster is not righteous.
Yeah, there you go. They were saying him and Johnny Gill too.
Yeah, he might have took her virginity, but he sucks some dicks too. So that kind of takes away from it. That kind of takes away from it, though.
He said he sucks some dicks.
You know he did. That's like, that takes away from it. That takes away from it. Think about it. If you tell me, say, yo, I fucked J Lo, but I sucked a couple of dicks. Never mind. You lost points. You lost points. You fucked it up. So Eddie Murphy kind of detracted from his own score. Because we know some other shit you did.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, come on. We know some other shit Eddie Murphy did, too, though. So, that don't tell us much.
Funny.
That don't tell us much. At that time, Robert Gibbons was it, though. But we also know what Eddie Murphy was into. So, I was like, okay. Mm.
Yeah, she was looking good in Boomerang, though.
Yeah.
She didn't look all that great in that TV show.
No, she had a run where she was fired. She had a run.
Yeah.
She did.
Shit, I already know her from that show Boomerang. I never like seen her or nothing else. I didn't know who she was.
No, she's in what's the other movie? What the fuck? Robin Gibbons in No, Robin Gibbons ain't in that.
Jada Pinkett.
First of all, alright, anybody got something to say about Jada Pinkett while you're on it?
No.
Alright, well, speaking of, it's loosely related. How y'all feel about the Fresh Prince trailer?
Yo, I loved it.
That's gonna be dope.
That's gonna be fire.
Yeah. I just hope the kids that did the fan trailer
get some props,
are involved in it, or get paid.
Yeah, they need a check at least.
The trailer is similar to it.
Oh no, they need a check.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And because Will Smith seen that like what 2 years later after the fact.
Now I could be wrong because I only watched the trailer twice, so I could have missed something. But Is Hillary?
But it's similar.
Is Hillary there?
Yeah, I think so.
She was?
Yeah,
because I missed that.
Yeah, because he mentions it.
I'm thinking you saw her.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I missed it. I got to watch it again. I feel like I saw everybody except Hillary.
Yeah. Yo, they got Uncle Phil on some different shit.
So Jeffrey. Look at Jeffrey, yo.
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is going to be a whole different thing, yo. This is not a comedy.
They upset that Uncle Phil ain't big.
Yo, this is a whole. It's supposed to be a whole different take on this.
He's not.
It's
supposed to be.
Yo, but how you upset?
And he's not the star. This ain't the Uncle Phil show.
That's what people wanted, the Uncle Phil show.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
No, like they wanted him to be big, not like whoever, not the skinny dude that's in the trailer.
I want to see Uncle Phil played by Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah,
he's been wilding. I'm just seeing like old clips of him. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, you see that shit like I posted?
He had a video. He had like this lady in a wrist lock.
Judge Joe Brown is by far the most undercover ratchet judge of all time. Yeah, he's with the shit.
Yo, that looked crazy. Yeah,
Judge Joe Brown definitely used to sell crack.
Yeah.
He did. At one point in time in high school, he had that shit. He had the A balls. Trust me, because when he started getting bent, the real him comes out. I was like, oh shit, nah, he's with the fuckery.
Yo, I think we could get him on.
Judge Joe Brown was with the fuckery.
When he told Shorty, he said, my wife is 50 years old in Puerto Rican.
Judge Joe Brown's getting dick sucked right now.
Yeah.
At the moment, right now,
somebody that ate his wife
listening to the OJs.
Backstab
right now,
they smiling. Your face.
Listen, y'all, this is real music. Yeah.
You're doing good, bitch.
You're doing good.
Oh man,
sucking the judges.
Don't stop sucking till the album's over, right? Yeah.
Don't stop sucking to this A-track ejects, bitch.
He got the A-track. said, yeah. There's no problems with the fuckery. You can tell, though.
I got
because he be, yo, because he be bent. Judge LeBron be bent, yo. That's how you know. He be bent. Like, you just tell it. He's that type of dude that, yo, once I'm off the clock, I'm getting busy.
Yeah.
I'm not judged right now. I'm getting busy. That's how you can tell. Once he's not, all right, now my personal time, I'm just going.
That's it.
Yo,
he get loose.
Yeah, he's, come on, he's chilling. Fucking, as he should be.
Fucking all the young chicks.
Yeah, as he should be. As he should be.
Yo, he's eating all the ass.
Yeah, Judge Joe Brown's out here getting it in. He is.
He's fucking bitches with his robe on.
I think Judge Mathis is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
He just keeps it in the cut.
Yo, Judge Mathis take his toupee off and sit on it.
Judge Mathis fucks some bitches too. He is.
Huh?
Judge Mathis fucks some bitches too. He is.
Yeah.
He's getting in.
Yeah, he wasn't he used to be a drug dealer?
Yeah.
Or some shit. He used to sit in the beginning of the show.
Judge Mathis knows the streets too well.
Yeah. No, he was.
Yeah, he knows too well.
Ain't that a part of his intro?
He's like, yeah, I'm from the D.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm from the D. Yeah, yeah, that's what he's, yeah, I'm from around the corner of 8 Mile, nigga.
From like, running. I know 8 Mile. I know Eminem when he was 4.
Fuck Eminem. I know Runyon ass.
I know Eminem's mom.
Yo. He was like, I was good with Trick Trick.
You know what I'm saying? Judge Mathis knows Jay Dillon.
Yeah. Yo.
That should be intro music to the show. Should be Jake Dillon.
Yo.
Jake Dillon.
Yo, yeah, we're joining.
In the early days, Judge Mathis used to be part of Slum Village.
Yo.
Yes, yeah, I don't remember it.
He was there for Elzai.
Yo.
Yo.
Judge Mathis.
Judge Mathis part of Slum Village, yo. That's fire.
Yo, you say D12.
Oh shit!
You
said D12. That trash ass album.
Yeah, there we go. Now we talking. I tell this cat all the time about D12. D12 is a piece of shit. The group, the albums, everything about D12 is ass. This motherfucker loves D12.
Yo, you never heard Proof Solo though?
No, that's not with D12. Like you, because you always go to bat for D12.
Yeah.
You always go to bat for them. D12 is super, super ass. There's nothing. Nobody says, yo, put that D12 on, yo.
Nah. Yeah, like,
nobody
nah.
does.
Nah.
No, nah. Go to bat like you've been doing. You said that Devil's Night and all that was fire.
No, nah, it is. Yeah, Devil's Night is classic.
No, it's classic?
Yeah.
That's the first album, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Classic? Yeah, no, classic.
Good. Nah, the first one's
so like, classic. So you mean like with 36 Chambers and Ready to Die?
Nah,
classic.
Nah,
you said classic?
Nah, nah.
You said classic,
nah,
chronic,
nah,
doggy not, style. It's not, classic.
Not on that level.
So
nah.
How? What other classic is there? I thought it was only one classic. I thought it was only one classic.
For him, it's a classic.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about real classic. You're talking about.
It was the time.
Just say yeah. I like it a lot.
For him.
Just say I like that.
Yeah.
I like
classic.
Yeah, you know, I like Easy's album, but I don't.
You
call
put
it
in the category with the greats.
Yeah.
D12? It's just my favorite. It's one of my favorite albums.
Yeah,
that's
listen
all.
To it, yo. I have. And you really think it holds up against those albums?
Nah, not really.
So how are you gonna say it's classic then?
But it is.
Wait, no, you say no, not really, but it is. You just gotta think it holds up. Nah, but it is. Yes, but no.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not a classic, man.
I don't know. It's
just say, yo, I enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great album in my eyes.
Yeah, you must do some super drugs in that period, yeah, for real.
Something.
Yeah, you was doing mushrooms.
He was getting his ass ate out while
yeah,
that shit was
exactly.
Wait, what year is that?
By a 40-year-old white chick on some shrooms.
Wait, what year was it?
You know, it's your favorite album. You tell me what year it came out. Shit. It's your album. You tell us when it came out. I think it's 01, to be honest. I think it's 01, though.
Nah, I wasn't.
I think it's 01. I think Devil's Night is 01.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't off the porch at all. Then.
No, it's gotta be 01.
Yeah, it's 01.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, nah, I wasn't.
Yeah,
it still was your background music for getting that ass.
No. For that, it was Cold Day in Hell, Freddie Gibbs.
What year is that? That's not that long ago. That's not 2001.
So you getting your ass tossed to Freddie Gibbs?
Yeah.
Damn.
Said that proud. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting my ass either pretty good. I'm gonna tweet that to him.
We haven't got I'm to like, yeah, we still gonna have that debate. I'm just waiting to set up.
I'm like, yeah, my dog used to get his ass ate to your first album.
Yeah, is that what you're gonna say when you meet Gibbs? Is that what you're gonna say? Yo, fam, I used to get my ass eaten all the time to your shit, fam. Yo, you're a legend. That's what you're gonna say? Yo, can you sign my ass? I used to get my ass eaten.
You like Gibbs.
You gonna end up having any story.
You wanna sign Gibbs on the ass cheeks? Nah. Yo, I used to get my ass eaten to your shit all the time, fam.
Nah, that was in 2012.
Tell the truth. You was getting the ass in the Kid Capri.
Nah.
Kid Capri tapes.
That wouldn't have happened if I was playing that.
Kid Capri.
Yo.
Kid Capri had you fucked up.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
Capri did that dude on your back.
It was like behind his neck.
Like a motherfucking turtle on your back.
Yeah, that was fucked up on your back. That was a good day. You drove home, seat reclined.
Oh, is this an Ice Cube?
Yeah.
You play Ice Cube then?
Yeah. I played something. Some healing music.
You set yourself up for all these comments. Huh? You said you was playing some healing music. After he asked, was he injured? You need some healing music?
Nah. Yeah, because they put that finger in it.
You said, motherfucker tore that shit. So I said, I got to put some healing music.
Nah.
I was listening to Erykah Badu after I got my ass tore.
She's like, let me put two fingers in there and loosen it up for you.
Now I need to hit Gibbs to heal my shit. Damn.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Holy
shit.
And his
dad's talking
about num 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 num.
Damn, yo.
Yeah, I let it play Pac-Man, you know what I mean?
Call, yo. All right, go through your phone right now. Pull out a chick and call her right now.
Nah.
So we can ask her.
How does that mumbling like Black Thought on that song? Don't say nothing.
Yeah. Just give it head. Don't
say it. Nah, see, we can do it. He don't want to. Call somebody on your phone right now.
I ain't got no biddies right now.
You always got roster to cut.
Nah.
Call a chick.
Nah, I don't got none right now.
All
right,
he's just going to go sit
in line. Right now.
Nah, because he don't want to call him. He got some on deck.
Nah.
He's lying. This motherfucker lying to his teeth.
My phone dry right now.
Yeah, all
right. I ain't got no bitches.
He's lying. This motherfucker straight lying. 1,000% lying.
Why y'all think I got
so this? He's just around talking no chicks for months?
Mm-hmm.
He's lying. Come on.
Nah, not
talking. Right, phone's been dry for how long? See, come on. He said, they got to make up something that makes sense. I got to say something that makes sense. Hold on.
Nah.
Calculating.
Since like October.
You're lying. There's no way in hell. It's not October. It's motherfucking January going on February.
I mean, you lying like right a motherfucker. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's lying.
What?
You just had a chick up there. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'll give you the alley-oop to tell the truth. You're going to send you something to October. You just had a chick.
That wasn't nothing.
Aw, man. This one, yeah, the bullshit, man. Yeah, the bullshit was on October. Who's all right? So let's just play by your rules.
Hold on.
So who was the chick in October? Supposedly October's the last time. Who was that?
Huh?
So who was that? Yeah, so let's play by your rules. Fuck it. Who was that? Who was the chick in October?
No, I don't know.
Who was in October? I know it wasn't who we was talking about because that was before October.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, you know, that's when we stopped
talking. Oh, you full of shit then. That's what you talking about?
Yeah.
You trying to say that's the last chick you talked to? You what? Full of shit.
What?
Nah, you super lying. You said the last chick we talked to was Fido. You lying like a motherfucker now. Now you going to lie. I thought we just was going to bring her up because it was past.
But
you going to say she's the last person you talked to until you brought her up.
Nah, I haven't talked to you.
But you saying she's the last one you talked to, the last chick you was fucking with.
Well, it's been out there, you know what I mean?
Lying. You ain't fuck with a chick since that. That was like September. That wasn't even October. That was like September. Because it was before the book came out. It was before the book came out.
No, it was the same day.
Okay, same day. That was September. So I was like, October, September. You telling me you ain't fucking no chick since September last year? You lying like
nah, I've been talking.
No, that's not talking about. You ain't fuck with a chick.
Nah, not like that.
You lying. So you been abstinent for that, since then? You celibate since September? You lying, Z. Since September?
He's lying.
It might not be somebody he want to claim, but he's not. But he's lying. He knocks something down. He might not. He might not want to. He might not want to admit to it. But he knocks.
He got him a night fighter.
Yeah. He knocks something.
I don't got no night riders.
Yeah, right.
I said night fighter.
No, oh shit. Well, why? So why did you say that? That's this last one. We know it's not the last one.
Yeah.
You all right? You gonna say all right? Straight. Fuck it. Straight to the point. You trying to say you ain't had no boxers phenom?
Nope.
You're lying. This kid motherfucking lying.
Yeah.
Yo, come on. And if she's listening, she's probably happy as hell, but you're lying. Speaking of, how you feel about her putting out that freestyle biting Bonnie shit?
I hear
it. She did the Lost Ones freestyle or the same shit where Bonnie did on Written Stone shit. Act like you ain't see it.
I didn't see it. I don't follow.
If she's the last person that you fuck, you definitely still following her.
Nah.
You are, unless you moved on, but you act like you ain't fuck with nobody else, so that means you still follow her actions.
Nah.
Or tell the truth. Tell us about that 50-year-old white chick that you've been fucking.
50-year-old white chick?
Yeah, he's been fucking this white chick. She's 50. He's 50-something.
That's the cougar you talking about?
Yeah, that's what you're fucking, yeah. You fucking this chick, yeah.
Yeah, you see that look, message she left on my phone?
Yeah, exactly. That's who you fucking with, right? Yeah. That's your new shit.
Yeah.
Don't you stepped ever, it up.
Yeah,
he's like, yo, I'm going to a different lane.
Yeah, I ran off on the internet. That's what happened.
No, he did. It's not for real. He's in there. He's in there. She looks at least 50-something.
Yeah, you see. Yo, you see Mike Powers coming out
there. And she got the Karen. Funny. Yo, she got the Karen haircut.
He with the eyeball emojis.
Yeah. He got the Karen haircut, so I'm like, yeah, I'm waiting to see the pictures you gonna post with her.
Hey, this is the last time.
Where's she at? Like, Midwest somewhere?
She's in the Midwest.
In Idaho or somewhere.
Yo.
Where's she at?
Hey,
yo, it depends though. I'm kind of like broadening my
horizon. Where's this chick at? Huh? That white lady. Where's she at?
Oh,
that white lady. Where's she at?
I don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
It was some wild shit.
No, that's gonna be the one. That's the one that's gonna turn you out.
Nah,
watch.
He already been turned out.
You're right. He has been turned out.
Yeah.
You're right.
I've been turned out since summer 2012.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's gonna have to step her game up then. She gotta compete with that.
But I'm
waiting to see. You're gonna show up with a white chick who's in her mid 50s.
Nah.
It was in with the haircut, the Karen haircut.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? This whole song, you know what I'm saying? Wearing a Malcolm X t-shirt and shit.
I'm
still sticking to what I said. You're gonna settle down with a white chick just because you said you won't fuck no white girls. That's gonna be the one thing that turns you out as a white girl. That's what you're gonna end up falling in love with, is a white girl. Just because you said you wouldn't fuck with a white girl is gonna happen.
Nah.
That's what's gonna turn you out. No, for real. That's what's gonna turn you out. But just for being closed-minded.
Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you. I'm out.